We're actually far more accustomed to adapting to variable gravity than we think we are. And the work, my recent experimental work on this has been in amusement parks, where people are able to take rides that create different gravity environments. And they're done for the thrill, but it also means that, we're actually not as unused as we think we are to stepping outside of the gravity created by just walking on the surface of the Earth into these different environments. And I think this is really interesting stuff. I'm kind of working on a half serious theory about humans as I'm hesitant to almost say it. It's more a logical device to try and understand the role of gravity in human culture. But there's the theory of the aquatic ape, which is recently being reassessed. So I'm not saying that I have any strong thoughts one way or another about that theory, but if you consider human adaptations to different gravities from birth, through different places and environments on Earth, we're maybe not so unaccustomed to this as we're led to believe. And I just think it would be interesting to explore cultural responses to different gravities in that way. Children's playgrounds is also something I'm looking at in this regard. So anyway, yes, it's fairly undeveloped, but I've come more and more to see gravity as a really significant taking gravity out of the background as just an accepted thing and trying to understand material responses to gravity, in which Earth gravity is only one option, I think is really important to understanding adaptations in space, if you see what I mean. The aquatic ape connection is just a handy way of sort of tying some of these concepts together, because I'm not an expert in bioanthropology or anything like that, so I don't feel qualified to have an opinion about whether that theory does or doesn't work, and it's mostly been considered not to work. But as a heuristic device, yeah, I just think it's interesting to contemplate these things from a different frame of reference.